talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment. And her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Trace Adkins. You're going to miss this. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that is coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we are just about sold out. We've got about 20-something booths left. If you happen to own a home-related business that caters to affluent homeowners, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call and get a great jump start to sales in 2024. Well, we got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Zach King with Palmetto Craftsman, Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning, Chris Counts with Hunter Quinn Homes, and Matthew Coster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. Have a great weekend. And joining us right now is Zach King with Palmetto Craftsman. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing well. Good to be on today.
Good. Zach, take a moment, tell everyone about Palmetto Craftsman.
Yes, thank you. Palmetto Craftsman has been around in Charleston for around 32 years under the ownership of Demi Howard. I purchased, and my name is Zach King. I purchased the company from Demi about a year and a half ago. I owned a business here in town for about 10 years, and Demi approached me looking for a retirement plan, and it just kind of worked out. So again, Palmetto Craftsman has been, as we kind of consider a caretaker to a lot of the historic properties downtown. You know, we do everything from major renovations to small house checks to our clients that are out of town to commercial renovations. So, you know, we consider ourselves a jack of all trades in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain specialties when it comes to doing renovation work on historic properties, whether they be downtown or in the old village of Mount Pleasant, or some of the older homes in Somerville or around town, that only certain companies typically are best to work on those type of properties?
Yeah, that's a good point. My previous company was very small, and we could not do things like this because, number one, I was very much subcontractor oriented. Where Palmetto Craftsman, we've got 20 plus employees. We've probably got 14 carpenters. And when you do a lot of these historic renovations, you can't just send subs in there. You've got to have a lot of experience with this and a lot of supervision. We have a Jim on our staff who's been with us for 24 years. Mm-hmm. I think another foreman's been with us for 18 years, and these guys have seen it all. So it's important to have that experience going into these properties.
When Palmetto Craftsman is not working on a historic property, and you do lots of work on other homes other than historic properties, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to obviously put ourselves in one little box. I mean, we do a variety of things. We've got a house in West Ashley we're working on, James Island. We've got a couple there. But I think historically, primarily, you'll see our signs up around Old Village or South Abroad, but mm-hmm. we're not limited to those areas. And again, we do commercial work. We just finished the Ginger Line restaurant in the market. And we're doing a lot of commercial work at the new building on King Street, 677 King. And so, I'd like to say we're about, 30-40% commercial.
Gotcha. Are the non-historic homes, do you find them to be less of a challenge for Palmetto Craftsmen to work on or vice versa?
Well, I think in the historic, I think they take a little longer because when you open up the walls, you open up a house that's 10 years old. If you have to renovate, you pretty much know what you're going to see in those walls, for the most part. When you go in a house that's, we're working on a project on Hazel Street, and this house has been very challenging. And it's been, again, a lot of masonry that's old, a lot of mule boards in there that are compromised that you've got to work on. And it's little things like that, when you're dealing with old plaster, and each wall you open creates a new challenge, and you have to go kind of step by step. So it just takes a little longer, and you've got to take your time, and you want to make sure you preserve these old buildings and not just throw it back together.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that a lot of the owners of these historic homes, they're looking to modernize them as much as they can. What's your experience with helping homeowners modernize their homes, whether that be improving energy efficiency, which kind of is the opposite of the way these historic homes were originally built? They didn't have HVAC, so they were meant to breathe and to catch the cross breezes and things like that. And then you air condition the homes. And what are some of the challenges that you Palmetto Craftsman comes up against when you're looking to modernize a historic home?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it there. HVAC is a big problem, which, can lead to mold and mildew in situations. And, they have dehumidification systems now in HVAC that help. And but as far as, modernizing houses, we love to preserve the old look. And, we've had some clients that really want to come in and they'll have an architect that will really try to modernize an old look. But, we love it when they want to preserve and at least, keep some of the old integrity of the old style. Regarding the exterior, as they won't let you do much in regards to, the VAR will limit our customers to a lot of what they can and can't do. So really, when you say modernize, it's the interior that they can really do the most.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Right. Right. So, updating the electrical and the plumbing and then the HVAC that we mentioned. What about, I've heard some stories about, with some of these historic homes trying to use like spray foam insulation, for example. Have you had any experiences with that?
Well, one of the things that we relay to our clients is we do a lot of work with houses that have termites. And one of the things that we found is the spray foam is great for, energy efficiency, but it's also a breeding ground for termites. Termites get in there and it's hard to, once you've spray foam that, a lot of termite bonds, a lot of companies will not give you that bond if you've got spray foam. So we relay that to a lot of our clients in these older houses that be careful when you do that, because check with your bonding agent first.
Right. That makes sense. Well, what are some of the, I'm kind of curious, what's like some of the biggest surprises that you found with some of these historic homes when you start, working on the inside?
We found all kinds of things. I mean, we've opened walls up and on a house on Gibb Street and found a fireplace in there. We had no idea that was there. Mm. And preserved it. It's beautiful. It's in one of their kids' rooms, and it's every time you open up a wall, it tells a story, and it's pretty amazing. So sometimes not so good for the client. We hate that for them. Sometimes we open it up, and it's again termites or whatnot. And but these houses have a lot of age, and that happens. But but again, we also find a lot of really cool things in the walls that we will preserve if it, tug points of masonry that we find in the walls.
Any treasures?
Treasures. Just
old bottles.
Some old bottles and stuff, things like that. We did find a dumbwaiter in a wall one time. That was pretty interesting.
Huh.
Which went, the old dumbwaiter system for, first, second, third floor, all the way up and down. Little mini elevator. They had no idea it was there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, my grandparents used to have a barn out back, and they had the horse stalls and things like that. And I remember my grandfather would hit the wall of the staircase that went up to the loft area of the barn, and he'd say, "You hear that?" And it would be the previous owner would stash bottles back there, would drink like cough medicine and things like that. And you could hear some of the bottles that he had stashed back there. But those walls could talk, right?
That's it. We've seen it all.
Well, good deal. Does Palmetto Craftsman, do you folks do anything with new construction, or is it strictly restoration and remodeling?
We have done, additions and things like that. We're going to actually build a metal building on Upper Meeting Street soon. We're actually going to build our future office, which I'd like to bring up. We're purchasing some land up in North Charleston, about an acre or so, and we're going to build a building for our office and future tenants. So, we do build some new. I don't think we're, as I tell people, a lot of people try to get into the residential market and realize how tough it is. Just with the billing, you've got to have a lot of employees to do this, residential niche.
Mm-hmm.
New construction is a different animal as well. We do some, but I don't think that's our market. But we can certainly do it. But historically, people don't call Palmetto Craftsman to build a new house, but certainly can do it.
So how long has Palmetto Craftsman been around? You said 24 years?
No, 32 years.
32 years. Wow. And you folks must have a lot of happy customers to be in business that long.
That's one of the reasons I bought it is, the name is well known in Charleston. It's everyone knows the Palmetto logo and downtown, and they know, the three pillars of Palmetto Craftsman are service, quality, and honesty. And those are our three pillars. And, when Demi told me about it, it really, he explained the philosophy of the company, and it really resonated. And, we're very honest with our customers. If we mess something up, we come in and fix it. There's no excuses. And, we're going to do a good job no matter what. So we've got our lady who does Terry in our office, who does the accounts payables, has been with the company for 25 years. Our head foreman Manuel has been with the company for, I think, 24. So a lot of stability there. And it's, as a new person to the company, I value their expertise as well.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Craftsman?
Yeah, our website, which we're actually in the process of reworking, is obviously www.palmettocraftsman.com. And our phone number to our office is 843-722-1101. And we're open 8 to 5, 5 days a week.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Zach King with Palmetto Craftsman. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And talking to us now is Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. How you doing, Chad?
I'm good, Tim. I'm on the road right now, headed to do a scan down in Hilton Head.
Very good. We're going to get into the type of scans that Rapture Scanning does, but take a moment and tell our listeners all about Rapture Scanning.
Yeah, Rapture Scanning, we create 3D models and as-builts for construction purposes. So whether you're building a new home or you're a contractor building really any structure, what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll scan with a 3D scanner the entire property inside and out during any phase of construction to create a model, so you'll have a record of the property at that specific phase of construction. So for example, we'll scan a custom home that's being built before drywall and insulation. So basically the bare bones, where you can see the wires, you can see your outlets, you can see your can lights before they get covered up by drywall. Then you fast forward a few months, everything's covered up. You'll be able to locate anything that's behind the drywall. So if there's a box that got covered up, if there's a missing wire, your home builder can locate anything that's behind the drywall. And yeah, that's a simple way of explaining. It actually gets very technical, but it's essentially documentation purposes,
right,
and insurance.
And I watched, there's a video on the Rapture Scanning website that you have on there available. It's with a custom home builder, Andy Barber with, is it Generation Builders?
Yep, Generation Homes. He's
Generation Homes,
a builder out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Gotcha. And he kind of describes from his point of view the reason why he, as a builder, hired Rapture Scanning to scan that particular custom home that he was building. And can you kind of relay what he says in that video?
Yeah, so you can actually view that video on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel as well, and as well as our website. And that's all Rapture Scanning, so at Rapture Scanning. And yeah, in that video, Andy built a house, a custom home, and we scanned it a few months prior before drywall and insulation. They installed the drywall. So I went in with Andy and we filmed him going over a couple different items that he found that were covered up. There was a whip wire in the kitchen area that got covered up. He pulled up the scan on the iPad, pulled a couple measurements, poked a hole in the wall, and pulled the wire right out right there. And then on another instance, there was a outlet box that was covered up in a, or at, I'm sorry, there was an outlet box that was missing. So the electrician actually, they missed it on the plans and they didn't install it. So he was able to go in, locate where it was supposed to be, notice that on the other side of the wall, he could tie in to an existing outlet box, and he was able to go in, add that outlet box in a fraction of the time if they would have, gone in after finishes were up. So they would have had to, do all this guesswork to locate where certain things are. And that would have been after everything was covered up, painted. So they're able to go in, these builders are able to go in and locate any mishaps before all of the expensive finishes are added.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the builder is ultimately responsible for the construction going on. And so if this is sort of like an insurance policy for the builder to reduce costs and hassle along the way. And you mentioned after the drywall had gone up, there was a missing electrical outlet. And the builder, if Andy Barber with Generation Homes had not had the Rapture scanning performed, then perhaps the painters would have come in, all the different trades, and then you realize, hey, wait, there's something missing here, and then you have to cut a hole in the wall that's already been painted and coated, and you got to get the painters back out. They're not going to come out for free because that's not their problem. So it really heads off a lot of potential issues in that case, right?
Exactly. There was a recent study. If you threw a blanket over the construction industry, it's about 9% of total construction costs at the end of a job are actually going back and fixing any issues. So with these scans, the project manager, the builder is able to go in before all the expensive, you know, trim and everything's added, and he can locate any issues before they have to go back and, like you said, spend all this extra time, all this extra money when they could have, you know, found it beforehand.
Right.
So there's a million ways to look at it. You'd be surprised all the uses. Plus you fast forward, you know, if let's say you're the homeowner and you've been there for 3-4 years and the equity went up, which this day and age in 5 minutes, your equity goes up. But, you know, let's say you want to do some kind of upgrade to the home. Well, now you can actually take this scan 3, 5, 10 years down the line, and you'll have that x-ray of the home. So when you have a contractor come in to upgrade or do any kind of work, they'll know exactly what they're getting into. So they're not, you know, busting a hole in the wall and hitting the main water line or cutting a wire. They know exactly what's behind the drywall before they, you know, lift a finger, before they swing a hammer.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. What this seems the Rapture scanning service, the 3D scanning service, that makes a lot of sense that builders would want to hire Rapture scanning to do that if they're building a new home. What about like remodeling? Is there anything that should be considered there for Rapture scanning?
Depending on the scale of the project, yes. There's a lot of full home remodels going on in Charleston. We work with a handful of restoration companies who will go in, whether it's a water damage or a fire damage. It doesn't matter what it is. That's exactly what we'll do. So we'll scan pretty much any construction project. If it makes sense for the builder or the homeowner to save them that time and money, we'll scan just about any type of construction project going on.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know, the builders, this is me talking, not you, but builders have a bit of a reputation for the old, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this is definitely something, this technology that Rapture 3D scanning is doing is new technology. And so maybe builders are going to embrace it. Maybe some are not. But why is it important that the homeowner embrace the 3D scanning that Rapture scanning can do? What's in it for them?
Yeah, well, you got to look at it from the homeowner's perspective. Y'all are going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on potentially the largest investment you'll ever make. So, you know, when you have a model of the project, of your build, not only does it bring you peace of mind because you're able to, you know, keep track of what these contractors are doing, where, why. Obviously, these contractors know so much about building, and from a homeowner's perspective, y'all have your own life, your own job. Like, y'all aren't thinking about the build. So having this information, it's data, right? So you have all of this data. You know, it's literally like having an x-ray of your body. You have it of your 300, 400, 500+ thousand dollar house. So it's just a peace of mind. You know, you think of it from the insurance perspective. You're spending all this money. Things can and do go wrong. and you will always have a record of every square inch inside and out of this very expensive investment that you're making.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a few years ago, we were having trouble with our irrigation system in our backyard. And we had no idea where the irrigation lines were run underground. And it's total guesswork. And I remember thinking, why didn't we ask the irrigation company, the landscape company that installed the irrigation, to at least give us a hand-drawn schematic of where all the lines were so that we could, it turned out to be total guesswork on our part trying to figure out where all the lines were buried.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we actually do scans for that exact purpose as well. So if you are adding a pool, adding an irrigation system, or you've added an irrigation system and you're looking to add a pool at some point in the future, we can actually scan the outside of the home while that piping is exposed. So you schedule it with whoever, whether it's the contractor or the irrigation company, your landscaper. But yeah, we can actually create a model of that as well, the exterior of the home. We can literally scan at any phase of construction. So anything that's visible at any time, we can create and add that to a model. So the options are endless with this. Like you said, it's newer technology, but there's some really cool things that are coming out, to where it's just, there's so much value that it can bring, especially in the construction industry.
Right, right. So so homeowners should be interested in this, and sometimes it's like a push-pull kind of thing where you're promoting or pushing this to the builders, but it may take the homeowner who aka the end user that pulls the builder into using this type of technology, and the homeowner or the end user, they're the ultimate decision maker. They're the ones that are paying all the bills, and so it sort of reminds me of like those commercials where for prescriptions that say ask your doctor. So a homeowner, they should be asking their builder about the Rapture scanning 3D scanning service that you folks provide, right?
Sure. Yes. At the end of the day, the homeowner's paying for it. So that's an added expense that the builder is going to be adding into his price. And ultimately, not only is it going to save the builder time and money, but it's also going to save the homeowner time and money, less change orders. And, just it's able to help everyone, all of the subs work together smoothly. So, yes, it's definitely something. If your builder isn't doing it, ask them about it. Otherwise, call us and we can schedule with your builder to come in and, we can create a model, like I said, at any phase of construction.
And how is that done? I'm looking at the Rapture scanning ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's got some sort of an object on a tripod sitting in a home. And how does the actual process work?
Yeah, the scanning process, it's pretty simple. It takes about 30 minutes for every 1,000 square feet. So we'll come in, it's a 3D scanner on a tripod, and every 10 to 12 feet, we move it around, we place it in front of any point of interest, anywhere that there's main power coming in, anywhere that there's can lights, anywhere that there's basically anything that can get covered up by drywall, we bounce the camera around across the entire property, and it spins around, it does its work, and then it adds it to the iPad, and it ends up crossing it all together and creating a model of the job site. So it's a simple process on our end, on your end, as long as the home is clean and nothing's covered up. None of your major wires or outlet boxes or switches are covered up. We come in, we scan, and we get out of there. In 24 to 48 hours, we send you the model. So,
Is this sort of like, I haven't seen this recently, but in the past, I remember seeing one of those weird looking vehicles with all these cameras mounted on top that would kind of drive slowly through your neighborhoods to record like the street view of your home.
Right.
And is it sort of like that?
Yeah, it's actually very similar technology. As a matter of fact, depending on, because we can do scans for anything really. We've done scans for, you know, let's say a gym, for example, and we can actually upload that directly to Google Street View. So just like you can go on Google and go through, you know, on the street, you can actually then turn and walk straight in and do a virtual tour of that specific gym or coffee shop or whoever. So, yeah, if you're a business owner, we can do the same thing for your business and load that directly onto Google Street View. So it is very similar technology. The camera that we use is actually partnered with Google to where it's a very seamless upload on our end. So
nice. Well, it sounds like it makes a lot of sense, especially if you're making an investment, at building a new custom home or doing a large remodel project. Can you give me just a general idea of the cost?
Yeah, it's about $100 for every 1,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
That's it. So 4,000 square feet, you're looking at around $400.
Wow.
And obviously, as you scale up, you know, you add $100 onto there. But, it's almost undervalued. Right now, you can get it done for, I hate to use the term, but you can get it done for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Rapture Scanning?
Yeah, you can literally go onto any social media platform, type in Rapture Scanning, and we'll pop up. Otherwise, www.rapturescanning.com. And that's where you can find us. You can click on your industry. We do scans for multiple industries, whether you're a homeowner, builder, contractor. We do it. Just about everything, business owner. So yeah, it's really simple. Just type in Rapture Scanning on.
Yeah. And I'm looking at your website. It says the first on your homepage, it says choose your industry, and you have retail, you have building professionals, homeowners, real estate, insurance and restoration, and facilities management. And so quite a few different ways that Rapture Scanning can help folks out there, and next time we talk, we'll maybe explore some of those other options. But today we're focusing just on how builders should be using Rapture Scanning, and also why homeowners should be telling their builders to hire Rapture Scanning for their project. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Chad Lee with Rapture Scanning. Thanks so much, Chad.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Chris Counts with Hunter Quinn Homes. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Take a moment and tell everyone about Hunter Quinn Homes.
Yeah, so Hunter Quinn Homes, we're a local home builder here in Mount Pleasant. We were founded back in 2013, so we are currently celebrating our 10-year anniversary, which is exciting for us. And Hunter Quinn, we're currently building in the Charleston area, all over from James Island to McClellanville, throughout the Tri-County area, and we're also building as far inland as Manning and Orangeburg. So we're diverse and building throughout the whole Lowcountry, and we've also recently expanded into our upstate division, which is up in Greenville. We opened a couple of years up there, and from there we build from Seneca, Anderson, and all the way to Spartanburg. And it's really taken off up there, and some exciting things are happening up that way. And we're also moving into the Myrtle Beach market later this year and early into next year. So exciting movement for Hunter Quinn, and the future looks great. And, excited to be going on this journey.
Yeah. And Hunter Quinn homes, a lot of people are familiar with the different neighborhoods that you folks have developed and built in. But what if someone wants to build their home from the ground up, more of a custom home?
Sure. Well, we don't really do custom homes, so we try to stay away from that word. You know, what we do is it can be an intimidating process to find and have a trusted builder you trust to build on your own land. So, you know, our motto that we have for Hunter Quinn, and to kind of preface this, we have a separate division, which is what I kind of manage and run, is called Home Sites, which is the program that we've implemented for our build on your lot. So if somebody has a home that they want to build, you know, we'll do that for them. And our motto is your land, our expertise. So if somebody owns their land, they can choose from any of our plans that we build across all our markets, and we could build it on their lot. And they're not confined to what's offered in one community, and opens up the entire portfolio of all our floor plans that people can choose from. Our plans have a lot of variety. We have anything from a two-bedroom little cottage all the way up to, you know, five-bedroom homes, elevated drive-under type houses that are, you know, 4,000 square feet. You know, we'll do the whole process with them. It includes going to their site, evaluating their land, determining what the what we call soft costs and developed costs, which are not in the sticks and bricks of the home building itself. So that includes the site clearing and padding, and making sure the utilities are available. There's no water or sewer, then, you know, we'll need to go to septic and well, which we have a lot of experience doing as well, and getting estimates for that included. But, you know, our plans, we offer flexibility in on our home sites side. We do allow some, we call it personalization, where people can, you know, choose their colors. They can choose their flooring that they want. We'll allow some changes to the floor plan as long as they don't affect any kind of structural options. So if somebody wants to move a door to another location, or change a window, or add a window, or do things like that, we will do that as well for people. So we try to stay away from the custom word, because you know, we're not a custom builder, not yet. We're hoping down the road that we can get to that point, but right now we're just offering the products that we have and letting people personalize it to their taste and likes.
Yeah, and I can I can see how that would be very attractive to folks that maybe already have a piece of property, they have a building lot, and maybe they're starting to talk about the type of home that they want to build. And I would imagine that because of the efficiencies that Hunter Quinn Homes has internally. You've got buying power for building materials, and you've already got house plans that are designed. That may offer a little bit more attractive price for someone who has their own lot and wants a home built on that lot, but maybe doesn't need to go the full custom route.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we built these houses, a lot of these plans for, like you said, for 10 years now. So we've gone through the trial and errors, and we've been able to fine tune our budgets. And because we are a volume builder with our other developments that we build in, we do have that buying power, like you mentioned, which allows us to pass that savings down onto our clients so that they can share in that as well. Where your true, you know, custom builder who is in the area may not have that negotiating power with vendors and trades that we do.
Right.
So it does offer that savings to our clients.
Yeah, it makes sense. What about when it comes to selecting some of the finishes and light fixtures, bath fixtures, and so on? Is it kind of a good, better, best, or what's involved with that?
Yeah, so once we get to the point where we get under contract and we start, you know, we have a house selected, and they know what they want to build and where they want to build it on their lot, and they have all their what we call structural options chosen. We set up a consultation with our design expert where they can meet with them and they can choose the flooring that we have offered that allows us, you know, again, we buy in bulk, so to speak, that we have better pricing on those materials. So we have many selections that they can choose from. Lights as well, they can choose from what we offer from a base level, you know, builder grade type of lot up to, you know, a much fancier type of light that we offer. Same thing with appliances. You know, we have a good, better, best kind of package, and we do allow some flexibility in the selections and choices that people want, especially on the build on your lot process, that they may not exactly like what we have, but we'll allow them to potentially choose something that they do like that we might be able to outsource as well and include that in their selections.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would think that process would be particularly attractive to homeowners because it can be a very overwhelming process. If you're building a custom home, you've got a gazillion different options, and to have those options narrowed down to a good, better, best, I would imagine it's a bit of a relief to homeowners just to you know, and those and the good, better, best. I'm sure that you folks have got designers that are choosing the most trending and popular fixtures to begin with, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're building your own house, you don't realize all the selections and options and materials. And it can be an extremely overwhelming process to go through. So when you meet with our design consultant and you have those choices kind of like laid out from you that you can choose from, it makes it a lot easier than having the whole world, especially with the internet and everything that you can go see in person to choose from. So, like you said, our design consultant is consistently keeping up with trends that are happening in today's market and bringing in new selections that kind of match up with what's happening and allows buyers to kind of stay with what the market is offering as well.
Well, that's great. Well, for your home sites program where you, Hunter Quinn will build on someone's own lot that they have purchased, where is the geographic cutoffs? So about how far south would you go for someone who owns a piece of property? How far north would you go, and so on?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So currently, you know, we're up in the McClellanville area. We'll probably still go as far north as Georgetown. Right now we're expanding in other markets, so we'll probably expand the program into those markets as well. Right now we're just in the Charleston coastal area. We'll go down south right now, probably down into the Bluffton area. We haven't quite gotten down there quite yet, but we are in Holly Hill, Ravenel, kind of the Walterboro type area we're currently in. And as far west as we're in Orangeburg, you know, so we're going out that far as well, and up into Manning, South Carolina, up on Lake Marion. We've got projects and builds we're doing up there too. So we're kind of all over, you know, not just in the Tri-County area. We're going up into Georgetown, Clarendon, Orangeburg, and Beaufort counties as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, how can folks get more information about Hunter Quinn Homes in general and the Hunter Quinn Homes home sites program where you'll build on the homeowner's lot? How can they get more information?
Yeah, so our website is HunterQuinnHomes.com. We also have HQHomes.com, which is our website for the Build on Your Lot program. And but you can get it right through the HunterQuinnHomes.com website as well. And you go there and you can go choose your plans and see what we offer and really kind of dive into and answer a lot more questions that, you know, we may not have covered in this interview today. But there's also on that website, there's a 1-800 number that will contact you to our online representative that will be able to direct you to the appropriate person to talk to really get you more information that you may be looking for.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, we've been talking with Chris Counts with Hunter Quinn Homes. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
And talking to us now is Matthew Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, thank you. Matthew, take a moment and tell everyone about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston.
So, Gotcha Covered, we are a custom window treatment company. We do custom shutters, shades, blinds, draperies, exterior patio shades, and exterior drapery as well. So we're kind of don't stick to one thing. Got a lot of options in our vendor book. We do full service installation, free home consultations. So kind of help you through the design process.
Very good. What are you seeing? The types of window treatments that folks are choosing for their homes these days?
Well, you know, Charleston is very different market. You know, they really focus on some shutters, you know, some plantation shutters, as you see in the historic downtown area. The beach has got the woven wood vibes that everyone loves, just great fabrics. And we have Hunter Douglas and Graber and Pro Design, a little bit some budget friendly stuff because these things are hand woven. They can get up there with some expenses, but you know, you get what you pay for on that. And you know, some motorization. Motorization is getting better and better. You know, it's just last week they came out with some new hub that can kind of connect all the shades together, when before you kind of had to work with the same motor. So they're always improving right now with the motorization.
Mm. And when you say motorization, can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, you can sync your home up with room by room. The shades can, you know, just click of a button, or we can connect it to your automation home. You know, you can do it by an app on your phone. You can connect it to Alexa. You know, all kinds of options nowadays.
And to have motorized shades, do you have to hardwire those the motorized shades, or how does that work?
No, I'm glad you asked that. It's a great point. Battery operation has gotten to be more of the norm. Obviously, if we are in the process of the builder talking to the builder beforehand, we can hardwire. Hardwire is great. You never lose power. But battery has been a great option these days. You only have to charge them once or twice a year, depending on how much you use them. And it's really a seamless charging. You know, it takes like 2 to 4 hours per shade, and you just kind of or switch out the battery packs and kind of on your way.
Gotcha. What's in your experience, how reliable have the motorized shades been? And I ask this from the standpoint of, like, if it's, you know, are they reliable? Will they, is there going to be tech problems if someone's not very, you know, tech savvy?
You know, that kind of comes with a lot of our consultation. So most of the issues I find is when there's a Wi-Fi issue with the home, not the shades themselves. Typically, if there is a shade or motorization problem, we catch it on the install. And we get that warrantied up and remade typically within 2 weeks. Yeah, there are occasional issues down the road. Obviously, we're talking about technology. It does happen. The warranty for most of the motors is 5 years, but they do last longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you, you know, if someone knows that they want to get some new window treatments, do they come to you or do you come to them to try to pick those out?
You know, currently what I'm set up, and I really like to go into the home. I like to talk to them previously about kind of what their style is. Maybe talk if they have exactly what they know, which is very rare, it seems. But I kind of bring the showroom to the house, kind of pick out, you know, the colors of the wall, colors of the trim, their style, their fabrics. And it just works a little better being in the home, seeing the light that they bring in is all different. If you had a showroom, that's great too, but you don't get to see how it looks in your own home. So I usually pack up my showroom and bring it to you. It's a little easier that way. And we kind of start there.
Gotcha. And, when it comes to choosing the window treatments, do the customers of Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston, are they picking out one style of window treatments for the entire house, or is it okay to kind of mix and match?
You know, this is a personal preference question, but it is okay to mix and match. I'd say room by room if you'd like, floor by floor for some. So, I mean, I'm building a house, myself, and I'm doing two different shades. I'm doing some wovens and some shutters, kind of room by room. So you can mix and match, in no harm with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And, how do you, I'm sure you take into account, like if, you know, part of the house has got a southern exposure where it's getting sun all day long, or if people don't, they're worried about the UV rays maybe fading their upholstered furniture or flooring. How do you handle those kind of questions?
Well, there are other products, some products that do better against the UV rays, like a solar shade. You know, honeycomb cellular shade does better with energy efficiency. So does a solar. So, you know, you kind of start narrowing down products, and that's also why it's great to be in the home. And you kind of see the issues or the concerns that a customer might have that they might miss if they were going to a showroom. And you can kind of address those issues or narrow down your fabrics and your products by, you know, the solutions that we're trying to fix.
Okay. Gotcha. And what if you have some people, I've had some experience with folks that do work like overnight shifts. So they're very, very, paranoid about getting enough sleep and you know, in that case, would you recommend like blackout shades or anything like that?
Yeah, we do have some blackout shade options, and you can also provide kind of like a blackout casing around the window where the shade goes inserts into kind of a insert on the outside, and that really, really narrows down your light that comes in and gives you that 100% blackout if that's an option that you're looking for. Other than that, the fabrics themselves, we have plenty of fabrics that are blackout, and then we can install them differently just to get you exactly what you want. Inside mount, outside mount, there's different ways we can mount them to kind of address the light issue depending on what you are concerned with or how dark you want it. If you want 0%, then we got to put those blackout casing on, and that's the best way to go, and that works with nurseries as well.
Okay. And what's the turnaround time from the time that you visit a homeowner and talk to them about their needs to the time that the window treatments are installed?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. Every product, every vendor is a little different. So, you know, solar and roller shades typically come a little faster. But every vendor is a little different as well. So we are dealing with manufacturers, and manufacturers have their issues. So they sometimes just have quality control that might cause a delay. But I typically tell my customers three to six weeks from order to install. And, you know, on average, we probably range 3 to 4 weeks for the solar rollers. Wovens are a little different story. They're just a product that is more meticulous on their design. The fabrics are more, it's all hand woven. So those are typically in that, I'd say 5 to 9 week lead time from order to install. My shutters, we just partnered with a local manufacturer. So my shutters are local now. I don't sell anything else, outside of that unless you ask for it. I do carry others. I like, you know, having that local presence. We get our shutter lead time is 3 to 4 weeks, which is pretty unheard of. Most other vendors are looking for domestic, you know, you're looking at 5 to 7 weeks lead time at least. So it really cuts down any issues that you may have. They get it taken care of right away. So just being having a local manufacturer partnership has just been tremendous. They do fantastic product, and it's right here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. And are those shutters a wood shutter, or are they kind of a poly wood? Or
we mostly stick with the poly for the local. They used to do the wood. It's just the wood just has some issues down the road sometimes that it's just not worth. I can still. My other vendors still carry the wood, but I say 95% of the homes that I go in, we're looking at the polyvinyl anyways, and that's the best product usually for 95% of the houses I go into or businesses. The other percentage, you know, I do cover the wood. You know, if it's a bigger window or something like that, if they want a color stain or something of that nature, that's where my other vendors come in. It takes a little bit longer. The costs are a little bit more with wood, but, you know, 95% of the time, the poly from the local is what gets the job done.
Well, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston?
You can head to the website, gotchacovered.com/coastal-charleston. You can call me, on our company line, 843-913-8281.
All right. And you can always find Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Matthew Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. Thanks so much, Matthew.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.